final 1 to 2 weeks before.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let's start off with a work session on Senate Bill 837. We'll have a brief summary and discussion of the bill before we vote. Jamie?
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 837 authorizes during the 5 assessment years following correction of real market value by Department of Revenue or tribunal like BOPTA, the change to the real market value indicated by subsequent sale of property. So it essentially allows the county during the 5-year adjudication period, if a property were to sell for potentially a higher value than was adjudicated, the real market value, it would allow the real market value to be corrected on the roll. We found no direct revenue impact because, of course, this is correcting the real market value, not the assessed value on which you're taxed. Although at some point there could be some impacts if there was a recession, and but relatively minimal. And it depends on behavioral properties, like people actually selling their properties and the rate at which they sell their properties. There's also no expenditure impact.
Right. If I recall, it doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, this is a way to deal with those kinds of adjustments. Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Yes, I'm hoping that we can go ahead and move the bill today. I don't have any additional comments after the hearing, since Senator has.
Okay. Senator Bentz, we don't have any amendments here.
There's not all amendments. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 837 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Vance moves Senate Bill 837 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections?
There's a discussion down there.
I'm so sorry. Senator Vance.
I was just going to compliment the assessors on their network since I received an email from the Harney County assessor supporting this bill this morning.
Oh.
So, of course, that tipped me in favor of it.
Yeah.
Actually, I was already in favor.
Further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Boquist?
He's excused.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Betts?
Aye.
Chair Haas?
Haas votes aye. Measure goes to the Oregon State Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. And Senator Taylor, would you like to carry your bill?
Yes. Thank you, Senator Haas.
Thank you. I'm going to open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 695. Do we have Senator Rovin? Mazin?
Afternoon. Chief House, members of the committee. Senate Bill 695. By the way, it comes to you via the Senate Committee on Environment and Natural Resources.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought this probably is part of the task of this committee that has to do with the finance rather than the revenue part. So this is financial policy type of bill rather than revenue policy type of bill. And primarily allows for the or eliminates a cap from the debt that a port may incur on a promissory note, and that and the limit is on 5 years, and there is another limit of the amount of $1 million. So I think the bill, what it does by itself, it just takes out as the A version of it, takes out both of these limits, and the 5-year limit and the $1 million ceiling. I contacted the Oregon State Treasurer to see if they could come and talk about this, and they were sending their debt manager. However, she wasn't able to make it at the last minute. But basically, the message that they wanted to relay that this bill, in essence, does not obligate tax obligations, so it's not promising, or it's not putting the tax obligation on payments from the ports. However, if that amount comes to be high enough for any one of the ports that is not able to actually sustain it after a while, then the state treasurer might have to step in order to take care of that obligation. That's what they sent in their notes for us.
Questions of Mazen? We do have Thomas Cuomo signed up. If you want to come up, Thomas, maybe you could help explain the need for a change.
Chair Haas, Vice Chair Benz, and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Thomas Cuomo. I'm here on behalf of the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay, here in support of Senate Bill 695. The genesis of this bill occurred when the port was seeking to execute an agreement for a revolving loan fund through a private lending institution. When our council was reviewing documents, they couldn't generate a positive opinion letter due to there being a $1 million cap in the amount that a port can borrow through a promissory note. So with that being the case, in order to secure the necessary funding, additional dollars had to be spent in attorney's fees and support from the Special Districts Association to utilize a different method to obtain a loan, which costs us more time, higher interest rate, and really an overall increased project cost. And so with all that said, what we are seeking to do is eliminate the $1 million threshold that's currently in ORS 777.447 and the length of time, which is currently 5 years for repayment of such a loan. For us specifically, and I would imagine a lot of the other ports, we run on a very small margin. And we feel that if 695 were to pass as amended, it would really help us a lot should we need to go out for a loan in the future. And to fund prospective economic development. That pretty much concludes my testimony of the bill.
Thank you. A couple questions. These are really fancy IOUs, essentially, ports use, I understand. Getting to Mazen's point about taxpayers being left on the hook with you know, the caps with an unlimited amount, at what point would taxpayers say in your district be responsible for a promissory note?
I'm not sure I can answer the question specific to a number, but on line 10 of the bill, and I'm not an attorney, but we read it to say may not pledge or use tax-derived revenues to retire the notes. So I think we see this as it would be all non-taxpayer money that we'd be paying. I get your point. I just don't know if I can answer your question specific to the amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Senator Benz?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I think the follow-up on that question, the issue is if the note does not get paid and it is indeed an unsecured note, who does pay, what does happen? And knowing that a port is a taxing district with taxing authority, is it then incumbent upon those within that district to pay the note? I mean, I'm just wondering how this whole concept of limitation originally came about.
Sure. And
go ahead.
Excuse me. Chair Haas, Senator Benz, I tried to do some research on this and really couldn't find a lot of information other than there was a $250,000 limit that was raised to $1 million in 1999. And so that's basically all that I could come up with there. I think it would be between the lending, and I think for us as a port, I think it would be, you know, taking out a prudent amount of money between us and the financial institution that we reasonably feel like we could pay off in a reasonable amount of time, and we wouldn't want to put ourselves in jeopardy of you know, eroding public trust or, you know, the operations of our own port.
Well, actually, what question for Mazen?
Yeah, Senator Benz.
Do you know offhand who's liable if they can't pay?
Senator Benz, I imagine since it's a public entity, it has to be somehow some the lender of last resort would come in, which is the state treasurer.
A follow-up to our witness.
Senator Benz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So would it be possible for you to get and go to one of those, let the record show I have no opposition to attorney fees, so why don't you go ask the attorney for something that says who pays if you can't, and then we would be so informed, and I know more clearly whose money it is we're spending by virtue of doing away with this, or putting at risk by virtue of doing away with this limit.
Happy to do so.
No advice from Harney County on this one?
Mr. Chair, this gives me an opportunity to note that my sister is in the audience, but she is not from Harney County. She's actually from Deschutes County.
Oh.
And so we won't call upon her either, even though she might know the answer.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. Appreciate that. We'll keep this one a work in progress. No one else is here to testify on Senate Bill 695, so I'll close that public hearing. The committee, we're going to not meet tomorrow. We're canceling tomorrow, and so we will see you back here on Thursday, regular time. We are adjourned.